that. Fuck. That was certainly a class. God, I barely understood anything. I mean, Calc 2 was fine, but why, oh why, did I think taking Calc 3 was a good idea? It'll help prepare me for future courses, and I'm frickin' stuck here wondering what the hell a surface integral is. God, homework is gonna be hell tonight. But at least I'm home now. I wonder what my little Neko is doing. Let's go see. I wonder if they've come up with a... why are you still in my bed? Did you just never leave? Too comfy. Well, yeah, I mean, I do have a lot of pillows and blankets, but, like, I don't know, I thought you would have gone home after I left. Or, at the very least, be awake. Seriously, aren't you in, like, I don't know, like a really super competitive program? I mean, you should probably be using this time to study or do homework or something. I mean, just not sleeping. Aw. Well, at least you do have the cutest yawns. But we had a lunch date planned, didn't we? If you'd like, we could go do that now. I mean, if you didn't want to spend time working first. And another yawn. God, you're really adorable when you're sleepy like this. Honestly, you do look really happy curled up underneath all of those blankets. But come on, you know it's too late in the day for you to be sleeping. So come on, how about you get up? 5 more minutes? No, hun, you have been asleep since I left, which was, what, about an hour and a half ago? You know, for a bright thing like you, you should be applying yourself and not just sleeping on your days off. I mean, besides, you can't sleep forever, right? Well... Okay. Maybe you can sleep forever, but not today, all right? I mean, where's that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed Neko from yesterday that was just so eager to spend time with me, huh? Exactly. So, come on, just get up and... Yeah, I know. So mean, I'm so cruel. Just how could I wake up such a precious little thing like you, all snuggled up and purring away happily? But seriously, come on, you're getting out of bed. Now. What? Oh, no. I am not coming back into bed with you. If I do that, I'll never want to leave. No. Sir, cuddling with you is definitely a death trap. Your fur is just so warm and soft and... Hey, no. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to put thoughts in my head, aren't you? No. I already know how it's going to turn out. You'll just curl yourself against my chest and start your purring that you love to do, and then I'll have to give you head pats, and then we're gonna stay like that until at least one of us gets too hungry and tries to go order food. Come on. Please? Just get up, all right? I was honestly really looking forward to this date, and... Well, I want to go on it, so just get up already, would you? There you go. Go on, yeah, get all your stretches and your yawnings out. Oh, waking up at 11 a.m. must be so hard, isn't it? Oh, no, I'm just teasing. Anyway... Did you ever figure out where you wanted to eat? Oh, sushi? What? No, it's nothing. Just, I don't know, it just seems a little on the nose in a certain sense. though, you know, I think sushi sounds really good. Yeah, all right. Oh, no, just, you know, I'm actually a little surprised that you were able to come up with a place to eat. I mean, I know I asked you to, but I figured you'd still be just paralyzed with indecisiveness by the time I got back. No, I know. I should put a little more faith in you. Just, I don't know. I'm still thinking about you as, you know, the shy kitten hiding in the corner and not the bold Neko leading the way. Huh? Just wait until the adrenaline wears off? No, huh, no, you don't have to be nervous. This is supposed to be, you know, relaxed and fun. It's not some test or something like that. Come on, what happened to the, oh, I'm not that shy guy, hmm? What? That was a lie. Wait, no, I'm confused. What? You didn't want to disappoint me. In what way? No, hey, why don't you want to tell me? What? No, look, now you're just being difficult. No, hey, hun, no, just stop for a second, okay? Look at me. No, come on, really, look at me. There you go. All right, look, you don't have to be secretive with me. You do know that, right? I mean, I found you at the edge of a party. I know that you're at least a little bit shy, okay? A little quiet and reserved, even. And that's completely okay. You don't have to, you know, be extroverted all the time or even any of the time if it's, you know, just not in your nature. I'm just trying to understand just who you are, you know? Oh, no, sweetheart, no, look, I told you, I find you adorable, precious, and a million other things. No matter how outgoing you are, it doesn't really matter to me, okay? When I asked you to work on being more confident, I didn't say that your personality was wrong or that I didn't like it or whatever. I just wanted you to feel more comfortable in your own skin, for your own sake. I mean, not for mine, just for you, you know? No, I am not asking you to change your personality for me. No, it was always just, no, it was just me, just wanting you to be comfortable and confident in your own way. I mean, wait, does that mean that people have tried to change you before? Oh, no, hun. No, I'm so sorry. That is not what I am trying to do at all. No, no matter how you feel, it's valid, okay? If you're feeling bold, then that's great. If you'd rather just, you know, hang back for a bit, then that's okay too. I guess I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, because, well, I remember when I was the scared, quiet one who hung around the edges of parties, just, you know, praying that someone would come over and talk to me. Most of the time, I would just end up leaving because the noise got to me. But slowly, I mean, very slowly, I slowly got more used to being around people, and I found that I enjoyed people's company, you know? And if that ends up happening to you, then that's great. And even if not, though, I mean, that's not a bad thing either. It's just who you are. But look, you don't have to pretend to be something you're not for me. Yeah, I know. Look, I'm really sorry that I was coming off that way. Could you maybe forgive me? Yeah, I'll definitely pay for lunch today. Right, are you ready to go head over to the sushi place? All right, let's go. Oh, yes, table for two, please. Ooh, hey, this is one of those all-you-can-eat sushi places, isn't it? Yeah, I haven't been here yet, but my friends tell me it's really good. Ah, you really did pick a good spot, didn't you? Now, what were you thinking of getting first? Or do you need another 18-hour nap to decide? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. Well, sort of. Hey, no, you can't give me that pouty face. No, I haven't seen anyone enjoy sleep as much as you do, let alone cuddling. Maybe the two are related, though. Oh, only with me? Oh, you are so freaking sweet, cheese. Well, let's make a toast then, shall we? Yeah. Let's see. Ooh, I got one. All right, cheers to finally getting to understand each other a little more. Lovely. Just like you.